5 million Michigan voters will go to the polls 2 months from today. When they're handed their ballots and walk into the voting booth, they'll face 6 ticking time bombs. I'm talking about the ballot proposals. Yesterday, the state Supreme Court ended a legal battle by ordering 3 more proposed constitutional amendments onto the ballot. They've already put 2 others there, plus a referendum on the emergency manager law. That means voters are going to be asked to decide 6 complex proposals on election day. One thing's for sure, if every voter pauses in the booth to read and think about these proposals, we'll never get everyone to vote before the polls close. Here's what you're going to be asked. First, to decide the fate of the tough emergency manager law enacted last year. Opponents say it goes too far. Supporters say it's a desperately needed tool to fix governments in financial distress. The rest are all constitutional amendments. Probably the most obscure would give home health care workers the right to organize and create a state registry listing them. But the rest would have a powerful impact. One would require state utilities to get 25% of their power from renewable sources by 2025. That's 5 times as much as now. Environmentalists love this. The utilities say it could lead to shortages, huge cost, and possibly power outages. The final 3 amendments are the most powerful. One would protect the collective bargaining rights of all workers in both the public and private sectors and enshrine them in the Constitution. The unions love this. The Chamber of Commerce says it would wreck our economy. The final 2 amendments both qualified for the ballot if the signature-collecting campaigns bankrolled by Ambassador Bridge owner Matty Maroon. One would require a statewide vote of the people before any new bridge or tunnel could be constructed. The other proposal is potentially the most troubling of all. It would require a statewide vote of the people or a 2/3 majority in both houses of the legislature before any tax increase could be enacted. That could lead to virtual government paralysis and severely limit the state's ability to meet crises. It would mean a mere 13 senators could block any new revenue, no matter how dire the need. The 4 Republican Supreme Court justices did kill another proposed amendment that sought to add 8 more casinos to our gambling-happy state. But they ordered the rest of these on the ballot because those behind them complied with state requirements. Government by referendum is a highly risky procedure, something like trying to do microsurgery with a butcher knife. You're going to see vast sums spent to both support and defeat all these in the next few weeks. 2 of them, the tax and bridge amendments, clearly threaten our future prosperity. But voters have been told for years that all taxes are bad, and millions have been spent by the owners of the Ambassador Bridge in an effort to preserve their monopoly. It is possible that voters will be so overwhelmed that they will, in Nancy Reagan's famous words, just say no. But we don't yet know. What we do know is that no matter how passionate you are about the presidential race, this is potentially even more important.